in my view, in comparison to other comparable cities, you know, we have fewer police officers than, in my opinion, we should. I think people are rightly concerned about crime, and I think it's time to right-size our police department. The math is really pretty simple. I mean, you know, I'm told that the numbers represent about $100,000 for each police officer. By the time you count salary, benefits, retirement, and the equipment that the police officer has. So 35 was mentioned by police chief a couple of years ago, and I think the CPOA, Police Officers Association, I think the number you mentioned was 38.
Yes, sir.
But 20 cents would be a 3% increase in your property tax bill, 3%. And that would fund 35 police officers.
Right. And so what's the situation otherwise without that? Again, asking for – there's been 38, as you said, people asking for some of these more officers. What's the situation without bringing in this new revenue?
Well, we'll get by. You know, as I've mentioned before, we have some financial headwinds that we've had to confront as a city, pension plans, the use of sales tax as a primary funding mechanism, which has a couple of major flaws in it. And, you know, another headwind is, frankly, we've made a commitment to fund social services. We've made a commitment to fund the arts. We've made a commitment to fund the CARE program. These are long-term commitments. I don't believe the city is in any position to back off on those commitments. I don't believe the city is in a position the citizens would want closing down the parks. So a revenue increase in view of these headwinds seems to me to be the only solution. About 6% of your personal property tax bill goes to the city. Most of it goes to Columbia Public Schools. Some of it goes to the county. Some of it goes to taxing districts like the library district. We get about $7 million a year from the property tax. If we increased it 20 cents per $100 valuation, you know, it comes out to $3.5 million, 35 cops.
And so Dale Roberts with the Columbia Police Officers Association, I wonder, you've just got a few hours now that you've been hearing this news and trying to figure out what it might mean, but what's your initial reaction to this idea?
Our first reaction is, you know, we're overjoyed that the city let me back up and take it chronologically. I believe the chief asked for 35 officers maybe 2 years ago. It was our understanding that he asked for 38 officers this year. The CPOA came out about a week and a half ago and said, we support our chief 100% in the request of additional officers. And we're delighted that the city has joined in the idea that we need more feet on the street. So we're delighted to hear it. It's good news. It's nice when the officers and the administration all agree on something. I will say last year, the officers came forward and voluntarily surrendered some of their retirement benefits, took reduced benefits, extended the time an officer has to work before he or she gets retirement. And I think that was about a $43 million benefit to the city. So the officers have made some sacrifice, and now we're asking citizens one way or another to do likewise and support the department.
Okay. And Laura, now that you're here, the mayor mentioned the city council is going to have to be making the headway on this type of proposal. What are your initial reactions to it as well? And what kind of chances do you think it has at even getting through the city council level and then, I guess, on to voters?
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. I think, you know, the citizens have spoken out that they are concerned about crime. We do have a shortage of police officers. We can't deny that. And quite frankly, you know, our general revenue pool of money only goes so far, and so to increase our police force that drastically is going to take an additional tax sourcing revenue to bring it up to speed. So I think this is a good opportunity. I can't see that there's going to be any objection in the council, because the council won't be imposing that tax. We'll be asking the community to vote on whether or not they want to pay those increased property taxes.
Okay. And why, just to take a step back, why have we gotten to this point where we don't have the amount of officers? I mean, it seems like everyone at the table seems to agree we don't have the level of officers we'd like to have in the city. Why? How have we gotten to this point?
If I don't do maintenance on my car every year, eventually I'm going to have a big repair bill because I wasn't doing the necessary upkeep, oil change, what have you. And it's the same way with a public department. If you don't add a few officers every year and keep up with growth, one day you're going to find, holy cow, We have allowed ourselves to fall this far behind, and now it's going to cost us more.